Hello, I'm Kathleen Dunn. You're listening to the Ideas Network of Wisconsin Public Radio for this Thursday, the 25th of June. An article in yesterday's Milwaukee Journal Sentinel caught our attention on Habitat for Humanity. The 400th house that Milwaukee Habitat for Humanity has built in the city in the last 25 years will soon be occupied. Tawana Grayson applied for a house, wrote an essay about why she wanted a home, and has spent more than 1,000 hours working on other people's habitat houses to build sweat equity as a down payment for her house. This program, I know that many of you are very familiar with Habitat for Humanity. It's extremely active, not only in Milwaukee, but in other places in the state of Wisconsin. And actually, it's working in over 90 countries throughout the world, 50 states in the United States. There are 40 Habitat affiliates in the state of Wisconsin. They've built 300,000 homes around the world, including close to 500 houses that Milwaukee Habitat has helped build through its tithing gifts in places like El Salvador, Kyrgyzstan, Guatemala, Nicaragua, China, Portugal, Costa Rica, and Ghana. They not only do building of homes, they rehab homes. There's a kindness program to spiff up places in neighborhoods that need some attention. And we're very happy to have two guests with us this hour to talk about Milwaukee's milestone and to talk about the whole program. And we'll welcome your phone calls as well. Our guests are Sarah Kierzek, who is the executive director of Milwaukee Habitat for Humanity. Hello, Sarah. Thanks very much for being with us. Yeah, our pleasure. And Tawana Grayson is also here. Tawana is a volunteer and will very soon be an owner of a house and is working on other people's houses and her own house. Tawana, thank you so much for being with us.
Thank you. It's a pleasure.
Yeah, pleasure to have you here. Sarah, isn't it amazing when I read those figures? I had no idea that Habitat had built that many houses in Milwaukee and that many around the world. It's a small city.
Right. We have been working in the inner city neighborhoods of Milwaukee for 25 years now. It's our silver anniversary this year, and we're really proud of the fact that we are one of the top tithers in the United States, and we give 10% of all of our donations to habitats around the world, and we've built, through those tithe donations, over 500 homes, as you said, in countries around the world.
Mm-hmm. And Tawana, tell me how you heard about this and about the work that you've been doing. You've given a lot of sweat hours, haven't you?
Yes, I have.
Go ahead.
I recently filed an application, and then I wrote an essay because I have two young sons, and I really needed a place for them to call home and just something for us to, you know, have on our own. And that's why I filled out the application and wrote an essay to Habitat.
Mm-hmm. And what kind of construction work have you been doing, and for how long?
I've been working with Habitat now for about almost three years.
Oh, my.
Now. I've learned a lot. I've done anything from drywalling. Recently, we put up walls. I've done windows. I've done painting. It's been a lot.
So you've learned a whole set of skills as well.
Yes, I have.
Once you get that house, you can just take care of it forever, right?
Oh, yes, I will.
I know. I'm sure you will. Sarah, tell me about the vision of Habitat. Why is it that this program got started? Why houses?
Well, it got started, actually, in America's Georgia by a group of people who had this kind of audacious goal to eliminate substandard housing throughout the world. And the vision kind of and the mission kind of spread. And then back 25 years ago, there was an equally committed small group of volunteers here in Milwaukee that decided that this was a goal for the city of Milwaukee. And they started out really slow, with one house that they were rehabbing, and for a number of years did some rehab projects. And then about 20 years ago, the Jimmy Carter Work Project was located here, and that kind of gave us a jump start into building houses on a larger scale. So right now, for this year in 2009, we'll do 25 new construction homes and 10 rehabs for a total of 35 houses.
25 new homes.
Right.
That's a huge project. That's going to be a huge accomplishment.
It is, and we couldn't do much of what we do here without the support of some amazing volunteers that we have. A lot of them are out today in the heat again for the fourth straight day, working on 7 new construction houses and doing work on 4 more that we've started back in May.
And tell me about the reach of Habitat. I mentioned a few of the countries where Milwaukee has given money to allow houses to be built.
Right. We have Habitat affiliates all throughout the world. It's grown enormously in the past 20, 25 years. We have Habitats, as you said, we have over 40 Habitats in the state of Wisconsin alone. A lot of the Habitats are very small, very volunteer-driven affiliates who are just working on one house a year, and some of them build 200 houses a year. It varies greatly throughout the world. Our houses are their cost is about $60,000. In some parts of the world, like in Guatemala, for instance, the houses are about $5,000. So when we build a house in Milwaukee, we can also build a house in a place like Guatemala with our tithe money.
Mm-hmm. Tawana, tell me what you talked about a place of your own, you and your boys having a place of your own. What difference will that make in your life? What does that mean to you to have a place of your own?
It means security for the future. I don't have to worry about rising rent costs every single year and wondering if I'm going to be able to pay their new prices for the upcoming year. It's something that, you know, my boys can have their own rooms, and, you know, it's just we can come home to the same type of structure. I don't have to worry about people downstairs banging and, you know, just traffic in and out. And it's security.
Mm-hmm.
You know, it's something safe and secure.
So you've been renting for some time?
Yes, I've been renting for about 3 years now.
Have you been at least been able to be stable in one place, or have you had to move?
Initially I was living with my mom, and then I moved into an apartment, and for the past 3 years I've been just in the same apartment.
Mm-hmm. And when do you plan to move into your new house?
In late January.
Late January?
Yes.
I assume you're going to have a big celebration.
Of course.
The other thing that's amazing, Sarah, about this are the number of organizations who have said, we want to be a part of this. You have businesses, you have law firms, you've got all kinds of people who are volunteering to help. Can you talk about the scope of that?
Right. We have a tremendous support from a number of organizations. Our church coalitions have been with us for a long time. We have a coalition of Presbyterian churches. We have a Methodist coalition. There's some Catholic churches, and Thriving Financial for Lutherans is our biggest sponsor. They've been sponsoring 10 houses a year for the last 4 years, and so each May we have a large contingency of people from the Lutheran churches that are coming out. We've got a number of corporate sponsors who have also been with us for a long time. Sargento Foods actually rents a bus and ships some of their employees down every day for this current build week, and it's such a popular program that they actually have to take a lottery each year, get a chance to come down and work in the heat with us. But Northwestern Mutual is another sponsor that's been with us a long time. We've got great support from places like Quarles and Brady, who they donate all of our legal services. So, and then there are just a lot of organizations and corporations that give us donations that come together to allow us to build houses.
And what makes the program so popular that people would want to come and work in 95-degree heat?
Right. Well, you know, I think that it's kind of fun to come out and get your hands dirty. We have a lot of people that come from corporate sponsors who are usually sitting at a desk all day and come out, and they have some group building activities, but mostly it's fun to kind of step out of your own shell and come and help out. And it's contagious. I think once you get together with a group of volunteers that we have, it kind of gets in your blood.
Mm-hmm.
And people come out and have a good time, and they want to come back and give. And the great thing is that at the end of the day, you see something that you've actually built, and it's going to remain. You can drive by 10 years later and say, that's the house that I helped build.
Right. It must have been contagious for you, Tawana, because you've been volunteering for a number of years now.
Oh, it's been great. I love volunteering. I mean, I've never really volunteered before, but the people here are so supportive, and they're really nice, and they take their time, and they show you step by step, you know, exactly what you need to know in there. It's just like a, you know, they treat you like family. So, I mean, in that aspect, I love volunteering, and I just think everybody should come out and, you know, experience what I've experienced.
Mm-hmm. Oh, a lot of people have. Tell me about what kind of experience you need to volunteer. Building a house seems like a daunting task, Sarah.
Well, you don't really need any experience. We certainly welcome people who have a lot of building experience, but we also welcome people who have none. We have a very dedicated group of volunteer house leaders and crew leaders that spend the time with the homeowners and with new volunteers to show them how to do construction, and they develop construction skills, and they're out there supervising everything so that we make sure that, of course, in the end, we want a nice, good, solid house for our homeowners to live in.
Mm-hmm. And how do you get the land?
It's through a wonderful program that and a partnership with the City of Milwaukee. They sell us the lots for $1 in our neighborhoods, and really that's a donation from the city, probably about $3,500 a lot. So it's a great partnership. They do that with other nonprofits in the city as well.
Are you going to, because you are building your 400th house, run out of land eventually?
Well, unfortunately, with the current foreclosures and boarded up homes in our neighborhoods, I don't know that we're going to run out of lots anytime soon. I mean, there's still, although we've done 400 houses, there's still an enormous amount of need in the city of Milwaukee.
Yes. And you can certainly see where the houses are when you drive through Milwaukee. They're just beautiful, aren't they?
Well, thank you. I appreciate that.
Yes, they are. They're lovely. You not only do new houses, you do rehab of houses, and you do sprucing up of neighborhoods, right?
Right. We have a program at the Woodlands Condominium Units, which are on about 95th and Brown Deer, that the city actually asked us to get involved with a couple of years ago, and we're rehabbing condo units there for homeowners who are at the lower ends of our income limits and are kind of not interested in the part of home ownership that involves mowing your lawn and shoveling the walk and things like that. So it allows us an opportunity to have a couple of different choices for home ownership. But the other program is a new program for us. It's called A Brush with Kindness, and that was made possible from some wonderful grants through the Zilber Foundation and Thrive and Financial for Lutherans, and actually Chase Bank just announced that they're also going to join us in the effort. A Brush with Kindness allows current homeowners in our neighborhoods to apply for small grants where we have volunteers come out and do things like painting the exteriors of their homes, doing porch repairs, some interior work, some landscaping, things like that, things that are smaller projects but will still make a huge difference in the quality of the home that homeowners are living in.
Right. Tawana, I would imagine there were a lot of people who wanted to have the opportunity that you have. What do you think is it that, do you feel like you had a lot of stiff competition here, and why do you think you and your boys were selected?
I think we were selected because of our need, my dedication, and I was really focused, and this is something that I'm really dedicated to and I would do anything for, and I think that showed through my essay that no matter what obstacle they were, you know, or anything tacit that they wanted me to do, I would do it, and I would find a way to do it because I work like a full-time job and I'm a single mom, but, you know, no matter what, I was going to find a way to do this, and I think that showed in my essay how, you know, adamant I was about trying to, you know, receive my future home.
Right. We're going to welcome phone calls for our guests, and we'll take them in a moment. The 400th, I saw this article in the paper yesterday, and I said, isn't that something? 400 Habitat for Humanity homes built in Milwaukee, and we're talking with one of the people who will be moving into the 400th home, Tawana Grayson, a volunteer with Habitat for 3 years now and will be a future homeowner with Habitat for Humanity. They're celebrating their 25th anniversary in Milwaukee this year as well and have done phenomenal work, not only in this city. As you know, Habitat is in all 50 states and in many other countries as well. And they've built over 300,000 homes since they've been in existence. I know many of you have probably worked with Habitat in some capacity somewhere in the world, and we'd love to hear from you. Our phone number is 800-486-8655. If you'd like to send an email, that's always available to you as well, and that's talk@wpr.org. talk@wpr.org. I'm Kathleen Dunn. This is the Ideas Network of Wisconsin Public Radio. The second hour of our program today, Jeff Rubin will be with us, and we'll talk about why your world is about to get a whole lot smaller because of oil and the end of globalization. That's the name of his book. He was the chief economist at CIBC World Markets for almost 20 years and one of the first economists to accurately predict soaring oil prices back in 2000. He's now one of the world's most sought-after energy experts, and he talks about how oil is going to really change all of our lives dramatically in terms of where we live and what we eat and what kinds of cars we use, transportation, all of that. So that's going to be an interesting conversation, hour number two. Habitat for Humanity this hour, and our guests are Tawana Grayson, a volunteer future homeowner with Habitat for Humanity, and Sarah Kierzik is executive director of Milwaukee's Habitat for Humanity. 800-486-8655 is the number. Chuck from Appleton is our first caller. Hi, Chuck.
Hello, Kathleen.
Hi, Chuck.
Hey, Sarah. Here I am. Surprise, surprise. Well, I'm a loyal listener of public radio, believe me. But I had the pleasure of working with Sarah earlier this month in Washington, D.C., when Sarah and I went around to talk to some legislators as part of Habitat on the Hill program, which informs our congressmen and senators around the country. This is people from all over. Of the Habitat program and the help that Congress can give, particularly in the areas of support system. The house structures are basically private sector, and that's kind of what Habitat's role is here. But I just wanted to compliment Sarah, particularly Kathleen, because she was so effective in communicating with the legislators. I'm a volunteer here in the Greater Fox Cities, although we have built 110 houses years, so we're kind of pleased. But working with people like Sarah and sharing a lot of these good things that are happening with Habitat affiliates around the country, and particularly in Wisconsin, is just been a, you know, a big help to everyone here.
And tell me, what kinds of help do you think Congress should be giving Habitat?
Well, mostly it's programs like the VISTA, the AmeriCorps, where they provide administrative cost support for affiliates and for nonprofit organizations of various kinds. But we've had really good experience with our VISTA VISTA people that have been provided or that have been supported in some degree with funding, government funding. But basically, this is a lot of what we're doing in the rehabilitation programs, rehabilitating neighborhoods, as it was alluded to before by Sarah. That's another area where some of this funding can be especially helpful to an organization like Habitat.
Mm-hmm. Sarah.
Chuck is a wonderful volunteer for Fox Cities, and Fox Cities is actually, they're the second largest Habitat in the state of Wisconsin, and they're doing some great work out there. Also, what did you say, 110?
Yep, 110,
110 houses. So there's work going on throughout the state of Wisconsin with Habitat.
That's fabulous.
App, and Thriving Financial for Lutherans has just been a huge help here, too. Mm-hmm. You know, it's a $125 million alliance, Kathleen, over the last 4 years. So it's just been an enormous benefit, assistance, not only financially, but all of the wonderful volunteers that Thrivent is able to provide for the actual, you know, building of the houses here, and all over the United States, really.
Right.
So, anyway, thank you again,
thank you,
Sarah,
Chuck,
for all you do down there, and look forward to seeing you when we get together again sometime.
Thank you, Chuck.
Yeah, thanks for the call.
And he's right. There is an enormous help with the AmeriCorps program, and it's a really vital program for Habitat affiliates all over the country, because AmeriCorps members come and give a year or sometimes 2 years of service to the community, and here in Milwaukee we have 7 AmeriCorps members that are giving a year in service here at Milwaukee Habitat, and then they do everything from leading work crews to helping our family support and volunteer coordinator coordinate the build.
Thanks for the call. We go next to Dan from Mequon. Hi, Dan.
Hi.
Hi.
This is Dr. Dan Myers, and I'm calling to say hi to Tawana and let her know that everyone at our job think she's really done a terrific job. She's a very hard worker for us. She puts in long hours. And we saw her picture in the paper, and we think it's just terrific.
She's at Dental Associates, is that right?
Dental Associates of Wisconsin, yes.
Hey, Tawana.
Hi. Hi, Dr. Myers. Thank you. Well, I appreciate you call out. I appreciate your support. I know you guys have helped me a lot, especially with the donations of the cell phones, a couple of people at work, and just your more support and encouragement. So thank you.
Well, we are all very proud of you, and keep up the good work.
Thanks a lot.
Very nice. Nice call to hear today, right, Tawana?
Yes, it is.
Yeah. Thanks, Dan, for your call. We have some lines open. We're talking about Habitat for Humanity this hour of the program, building their 400th house right now in the city of Milwaukee. But there are affiliates all over the state of Wisconsin, in all 50 states, actually, and in many countries in the world where over 300,000 homes have been built and many more have been rehabilitated. Jim is next from Appleton. Hi, Jim.
Good morning, Kathleen, and to your two guests. First of all, let me congratulate Sarah and Tawana, particularly Tawana, because having volunteered for over 10 years with Habitat here in the Valley, I know how extremely hard she and other future homeowners work in order to get their home. So my congratulations to both of you. Very quickly, I just was delighted to hear my friend Chuck call in. As well, have known him for many, many years. Seems like about 150, something like that. But I've had the pleasure of three experiences with the Habitat. I've been working with the Greater Fox Cities affiliate now for about 10 years, and I'm part of what we call our senior construction crew. Sarah alerted to people like us who've been doing this enough that we can offer a service as crew leaders and so on. I had the terrific pleasure of 3.5 years ago of spending a couple of weeks in Tanzania on a Habitat Global Village build that was an extraordinary experience. There were 15 of us from the Appleton and Green Bay areas. The thing I mentioned to people, my 10 years of experience building stick houses here in the Greater Fox Cities area were absolutely no use whatsoever because I'd never laid a brick in my life. But just had a wonderful time. Again, the families that we worked with over there, just like the families here in Appleton area and in the Milwaukee area, you're just amazed at how the effort and dedication they put into getting a simple, decent, affordable place to live. And then shortly after that, also 10 of us went down to Slidell, Louisiana, and helped on rebuilding down there for about a week. And again, I guess my main message here is, one, keep up your great work. to others who are listening in, if you have an opportunity to volunteer and work with an organization like Habitat for Humanity, I really, really encourage you. It is a wonderful, wonderful experience, and particularly for us old guys who are retired, it's a fabulous way to get off your butt and give back to the community. So my congratulations to both of you.
Yeah, thank you.
Sarah, you want to respond to that?
Well, I think he pretty much summed it up. It's pretty typical of our volunteer corps. They're very dedicated people, and a lot of our volunteers end up going on Global Village trips, and we have opportunities. We've sent people down to Slidell, Louisiana after Katrina, and we've also sent groups to places like El Salvador, Ghana. There are people that always go to the annual Jimmy and Rosalind Carter Work Project. This year it's in the Mekong Delta, and we'll be sending a group down to work there building houses. And he's right, construction is totally different when you go into an area where you're building your own bricks. So the construction techniques are a lot different, but they're still building a house for a family that's really worked hard to put in the sweat equity hours. And then at the end of the process, they get a 0% interest mortgage. So it's really a hand up, not a handout. And in particular, our homeowners who are primarily single moms that are working a full-time job, sometimes more than one job, and trying to raise kids, it's a really huge commitment. It's a lot of work. It's certainly not a gift by any means. They work very hard for it.
Yeah, Kathleen, may I make one other comment?
Of course, Jim.
I thought of this as I was listening to you. I was struck by the fact that yesterday I was helping locally here, and it was 90-plus degrees, and it felt exactly like it did in Tanzania 3.5 years ago, except it was that way every day for 10 straight days.
Oh.
So at least there's some hope for Wisconsin. Well, thank you very much for taking my call, and congratulations. I appreciate it. Bye-bye.
Thank you. You can really hear the enthusiasm, Tawana, in his voice, can't you? All these people who are calling in just sound like terrific people.
Yes, they are. They're great.
Yeah. They sure are. Our number is 800-486-8655 for more of you people to call in who have worked with the Habitat program. We'd certainly love to hear from you. We have an email that's come in, Sarah. Does Habitat have a program in which banks and developers can donate foreclosed homes or used homes? And the second question from this person is Habitat purely a Christian organization or is it non-denominational?
Well, the first part is yes. There are a number of Habitats that are already participating in programs with several of the banks that are willing to donate some of the foreclosed properties for Habitats to rehab and either donate or give at a pretty reduced cost. And I know there's a pretty strong effort underway here in Milwaukee with the Neighborhood Stabilization Program funding. And we've just applied for the Neighborhood Stabilization Program 2 funding for us to have some funds to continue our builds in targeted neighborhoods where foreclosure rates and vacant property rates are very, very high in the city. The second thing is, yes, we are a Christian organization. However, we welcome and encourage people of all faiths, of no faith, anyone who is interested in coming and helping us build. Our homeowners, we don't ask our homeowners questions about their faith, and that is not a consideration. We work with anybody, and we welcome everyone.
Mm-hmm. And that Neighborhood Stabilization Fund, tell me a little bit more about that. Are there a lot of funds available through that, or is that hard-pressed now, too?
The federal government has given the city of Milwaukee some funding to do some revitalization work in the most hard-hit neighborhoods. The Harambe neighborhood is one, Washington Park, and some of the other neighborhoods in our city who've seen a lot of foreclosures. Our community is a little different from other parts of the country where a lot of our foreclosures are coming from people who have owned their own homes for a long time and unfortunately fell victim to predatory lending. So we're working with the city to help in whatever way we can. We're also hoping to do some additional building on some of the lots that the city's gotten funding for to knock down some of the homes that are just in such bad repair that they can't be salvaged.
Mm-hmm. Tawana, how many people do you know among your friends and people you grew up with would like to be in your situation?
Oh, I have lots of friends. Some of them are trying to, well, you have to have basic qualifications for Habitat First. So I have a lot of friends that they think they can just come and jump into the program.
Mm-hmm.
It's not a handout. Habitat, you do, though, some of the basic qualifications are you can't have any liens or judgments or bankruptcies for 2 years. You have to have a decent credit score. And then you also have to work at least 500 for the sweat equity hours. Like 250 hours you have to do yourself, and then the other 250 hours can be donated by friends or family. So a lot of my friends, they think that, you know, it's just a handout that they've just given me this house, but it's not like that. You have to, it's a lot of work. You have to get your own personal business in order to, you know, they're just not going to, you know, hand this to you and say, here's a new house. You have to show some effort that, you know, this is, you know, work towards, you know, that goal, or, you know, saying that, you know, I have to take care of my personal business, and then Habitat, you know, they'll help you to, you know, get your dream.
Mm-hmm. Well, there also must be something, I know you're not in the house yet, but once you move in, to know that you helped build that house, what a feeling that must be.
Oh, gosh, the feeling is, it's priceless. Words can't express, you know, how it is to, you know that you did this, you laid the floor, you put those walls up, you did those stairs. You know, it means so much more that you did it. And it's like, not that I don't take care of my apartment now, but it's just like all extra detail to my own house because, you know, I did it myself.
Right. Let's go to Rose from Green Bay next. Hi, Rose.
Yes. And thank you for taking my call.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm calling from downtown Green Bay, Doherty Street, a beautiful area many years ago. Beautiful homes were there. Now, my neighborhood, there was a raid just last week with squads breaking into the homes with rifles and everything. It was in the paper. I was so shocked. I couldn't believe it. Just across the street from me. And while I'm listening to your program, I was wondering, an idea, because I talked to the landlord of those four homes, and he's just putting his hands in his hair and said, I don't know what to do. I didn't know that this was happening. I just trying to make a little money. Could a landlord benefit of a program such as this, Habitat, and then because he wanted to sell, really nobody would buy those houses anymore, and they would trash more and more. And you know, it costs more for the police to run around here and trying to discipline and have a handle on what is going on in those four houses. That's so sad, so very sad. I've been really groping crazy.
Okay. All right, your phone is cutting out, but we'll get a response, so just go to your radio. Sarah?
Well, I think the first step would be to talk to the local Habitat affiliate and see. This. It's a home ownership program. We typically want to be helping people who are homeowners. We have a program, the Brushless Kindness, that can help with simple home repairs. Not every Habitat affiliate is able to provide that. We've been lucky that we've had donations from Zilber and from Thrivent. But the first step would be to talk to that local affiliate and see if there are any plans for them to come into that community or that neighborhood and see if there's any interest in it.
Let's go next to Lynn. Hi, Lynn. You're on the air.
Hello. Thank you. I'm calling to say that I am a strong supporter in Habitat for Humanity, and I served for 2.5 years as a VISTA volunteer back in 1996. And, yes, let's talk about the self-supporting nature of habitat. For every 10 houses, it becomes self-supporting.
Right.
And it just builds from that point in time. The concept of safe, affordable housing, yes, this is what we need. That's what I have to say, Kathleen.
Where did you work?
Oh, well, I ended up going off with the American Indian Initiative.
Oh.
And I served on Pine Ridge and the Cheyenne River Reservation and, the Rosebud Reservations out in South Dakota.
Oh, my.
Trying to get them up and going. And we had some concerns and some difficulties there with the cultural differences in housing. But all of that aside, in mainstream America, it's a good program.
Mm-hmm.
I wouldn't trade it for anything.
I'm glad to hear from you. Thank you so much. Sarah?
There was something I think that he was talking about was our Fund for Habitat or Fund for Humanity. It's when we provide our homeowners with their 0% mortgages, we hold our own mortgages. And what that does is when the mortgage payments come in, the principal portion of it gets recycled and it goes back into building more houses. So as our homeowners are making their mortgage payments, they're not only building up their own lives, but they're also helping build their neighborhoods. So that money that someone donates gets recycled over and over and over again as we continue to build houses.
And what happens during, and we're living in them right now, Sarah, tough economic times when people may be losing their jobs?
Well, that's the wonderful thing about us holding our own mortgages. We work with a segment of the population, 30 to 60% of county median income, which is considered very low income. And because of that, downturns in the economy can affect some of our homeowners very quickly. You know, you're talking about service jobs and things that go away very fast. And so we have the opportunity to work with our families. If there's a job loss or if there's an illness in the family, we have the opportunity to sit down with them and say, we can help you through these times. We aren't a bank. We can work with you as long as we have the lines of communication open. We can help you through the times until you're back up on your feet. And because of that flexibility that we have a very, very low foreclosure rate. We've had 3 foreclosures in our 25-year history because we can help people through those difficult times. And what we've seen is that because homeowners are so invested in their homes because they put all this work into them.
Sure.
That really, I mean, there's really a lot of incentive to keep their homes, to keep, they know how important it is to build wealth for their family, to keep their homes and to do upkeep on their homes.
Mm-hmm.
So we, although, yes, we've seen more families that are struggling with job loss, we really haven't seen an enormous upswing of people that are not paying their mortgages. It's a very stable population.
Tell me about your sons. How old are they, Tawana?
I have 2 sons. My oldest son's name is Gavin, and he's 8. And my youngest son, his name is Christian, and he's 6.
So they're a little young to start building houses, I would imagine. What do they think of all of this?
Oh, gosh. They're so excited. My oldest son, he just wants to pitch up a tent and spend the night. it's in bare framing, but he's ready to move in.
Aww.
So they can't wait.
Yeah. Won't it be great for them?
Yes, it will be. They'll have their own backyard that they can come home from school and just, you know, they can go back in the back and play. Instead of being cooped up in the house.
Now you need a dog.
Maybe a cat.
A cat?
Your kids aren't listening.
Okay. Well, let's welcome more phone calls in a moment. Our number is 800-486-8655. We're talking about Habitat for Humanity this hour. They are building their 400th house. Ain't that something in the city of Milwaukee? It'll be done next January, maybe before that. The interior will be done, and it's going to be the home of Tawana Grayson, who's a volunteer with Habitat, and she and her two boys will be moving into that house in January. We also have with us Sarah Kierzek, who is Executive Director of Milwaukee Habitat for Humanity. We have this email thing. Did I give you the phone number again? It's 800-486-8655, and the email is talk@WPR.org, talk@WPR.org. I'm Kathleen Dunn. This is the Ideas Network of Wisconsin Public Radio. The second hour of our program today, one way to reduce the amount of oil we need to keep the economy running is to make your world smaller, and that's exactly what's going to happen, according to our guest, who's the author of Why Your World is About to Get a Whole Lot Smaller. We are talking about Habitat for Humanity this hour, 800-486-8655, and we go to Lynn from Eau Claire next. Hi, Lynn.
Good morning, Kathleen. I've been listening. One of the reasons I believe that you have such a low foreclosure rate is these homes, if there's any preconceived notion, are not all built in depressed areas. We have some fine homes and some fine neighborhoods here, where people, where responsible people who have fallen on hard times can have a backyard and have opportunities to send their children to find better, you know, better schools and improve the lives of generations to come. And it makes you proud to be an American. I never thought I'd say it. But it's just people helping people. Just a wonderful, wonderful thing.
Yeah, it is a wonderful thing. Thanks for the call. And that's what must be contagious about all of this, too, people helping people. And everybody enjoys doing it. Not everybody, but I'm sure that most people do enjoy doing it, or they wouldn't volunteer, or you wouldn't be as successful as you are, Sarah.
Oh, absolutely. I think that our volunteers get so much more out of it than our homeowners. I think people come in thinking that they're going to give some service, but I think there's just so much more to it than that. There's a real sense of camaraderie out there on the build site, and you know, we've got a couple of hundred people this week that are out building through all of this heat, and I haven't heard one complaint. Well, maybe a couple, but but nothing serious. But most of them are, you know, they build through things and times where it's raining, it's hot, it's uncomfortable, and they're just doing it because they just really love the mission, and they love getting together and working together to achieve goals.
Yeah. Here's an interesting email. The impact that Habitat has around the world is extraordinary. My husband and I participated in a build in Belfast, Northern Ireland, with 11 other people from the United States. The program in Ireland is to build peace and reconciliation. Catholics and Protestants brought together to build an amazing experience that included visits to government offices to learn about the peace process, as well as framing and roofing two houses in 50-degree rainy weather in the month of November.
Right. That's really an amazing thing about the Global Village Trips is they go and build, but they also learn a lot about the challenges in that particular country and region. And the caller just before this was right. The Habitat affiliates work in all different neighborhoods in all different economic and circumstances throughout the world. And we all have different problems, but we all share in the mission of affordable housing.
Mm-hmm. This one goes to you, Tawana. What home repair skills have you become adept at?
Oh, gosh, where do I begin? I can put up insulation. I can put up drywall. I can use a handsaw.
Woo! I'm impressed.
He's pretty good at a hammer, too, I've seen.
I'm excellent with that hammer. Oh, and I know the different types of nails, and they're different names of different things and types of wood, and what do you use for this, or, like, you know, everything has a name. So, yeah, I've learned how to read a blueprint.
Great.
Yeah.
Great. Isn't that something we should all know how to do? Somehow we go to school and all that knowledge escapes us, doesn't it? I'd love to know how to do all of that.
Yeah, it's something that's handy throughout your life.
Sure.
Yeah. Anytime you need to repair a piece of drywall, if one of your kids threw one of their toys through it, they'll know how to do it.
Right. Yeah. Linda is next from Norwalk. Hi, Linda.
Good morning.
Hi.
I would like to find out how to begin volunteering in my area. Could I put my own 500 hours in because I'm a single mom?
What area are you from?
Norwalk. It's the Monroe County.
You would go on to www.habitat.org, and you can type in your zip code area, and they can give you the closest Habitat affiliate. And just give them a call and ask them about homeownership opportunities.
Wonderful. This seems like just a wonderful thing all the way around.
Yeah, it does. Thank you, Linda, very much for the call. And what about for people who want to volunteer? How do they do that, sir?
Well, in the Milwaukee area, they should call 414-562-6100, extension 14.
Okay.
And that's our volunteer coordinator.
Okay.
For home ownership, it's extension 11.
Extension 11. Okay. How did you hear about this program, Tawana?
I heard about it through word of mouth. A couple of people were just discussing about a really good organization that helped first-time homeowners build their affordable housing. So that's how I got the information, through word of mouth at work.
We go next to Greg from Waukesha. Hi, Greg.
Hello, Kathleen and your guests. How are you guys doing today?
Fine, Greg. How are you?
Well, I'm doing very well. I have to say, I have to first say that my friend Heather and other people have been working. Heather's a house leader, and they've been working diligently on houses during this Let's Build this week. And Heather's listening right now, so she knows how confidently I thank her. And my comment is this. Two comments, actually. Greg Jennings has been a significant part of your organization, and I just think it's great how you guys welcome local celebrities into Habitat. And then my second comment is this. I'm glad that we have a Waukesha office now, and we have a new director who's enthusiastic, it sounds like. He spoke to Carroll University's Habitat, and he is enthusiastic about the mission of Habitat and things like that. So I just wanted to say those three things, and hi to Heather, who's been working diligently all week. So thank you.
Thanks, Greg.
Thank you.
Thanks very much.
Heather is one of our wonderful volunteers who actually worked here and got a job. She finished college. She was working here while she was in college. Got a job in another part of the state, but still takes a week of vacation and comes back and does our builds during the year. And she's out there right now. So hi, Heather.
Here's another email to tie in with next hour's topic. Does Habitat use green building techniques and ethics in constructing their homes? It would be a good way to embrace the great work they already do to promote energy efficiency, conservation, and conscientious use of natural resources. Somebody who's been at the Energy Fair, I know there is no shortage of civic-minded people who could consult with you in design and building concepts.
Boy, that's a really great topic. Thanks for bringing it up, because yes, we are really involved in green building. Last year, for the first year, we actually had all of our new construction homes fitted with solar panels, either photovoltaic or solar hot water. And that's through a partnership with ReEnergies and Focus on Energy and several corporate sponsors who actually ended up donating everything to us so that we could provide that to homeowners at no additional cost, and which is a wonderful program. But we try to use as much green technology as possible. We just started this year using BlueGene insulation, which is a brand new technology and is made out of recycled BlueGene.
Oh, my.
So we look for new opportunities to do more and more green building. So it's a topic near and dear to my heart.
Yeah, great. You two are just wonderful. Thank you so much for being with us. Do you want to give the email address again for people who are listening all over, Sarah?
Sure. It's www.habitat.org for people anywhere in the world. For Milwaukee, it's www.milwaukeehabitat.org.
Milwaukeehabitat.org. Tawana, carry on. Look forward to seeing your house.
Thank you so much for having me.
Yeah, our great pleasure. And Sarah, thank you very much.
Thank you.
Thanks to Rhonda Fanning for producing this wonderful hour on Milwaukee Habitat for Humanity, celebrating their 400th house.